So this is a replacement talk. So we will not be having the talk that was scheduled. So if you have any questions, please ask them in the dev room. And I will answer as quick as I can. In the meanwhile, if there are no questions, I will. That's the confusion. I will be going over what the foundation and the ecosystem has been doing. So one thing that we have been doing is opening up all the backend, and with that I mean the the instruction set architecture has been opened up. Most of the reference designs are being opened up, so that's still work in progress. One other thing that we are currently busy with is the PowerPy project, which was briefly announced last year, but will be moving forward this year. So this is actually heavily inspired on the Raspberry Pi. That's why we call it the PowerPy. But it's basically a smaller device that will be available for development, and that should be in line with the current instruction set as we have them. Obviously, it will not be an enterprise-grade CPU, but it should be good enough for development, and you will get the same features at least. So that is most probably going to be starting this year. And then we hope by next year we can actually get some of these dev boards within the community and get them pushed out. One of the other things that we are busy with, and we will actually launch next week, is the opening up of the entire infrastructure. So OpenPower as an ecosystem is primarily governed by the foundation, so the OpenPower Foundation. And the OpenPower Foundation was primarily focused on specifications, hardware, and so from that perspective, we have been opening up the entire foundation. So first, to come back to the question, is where can you find information about PowerPy? At the moment, I will add it in the chat. The website is available. There's not a lot of content yet, but this is the information we have for the moment. Like I said, this is still work in progress, and a lot of it will evolve over time. So you'll find the link in the chat. It's openpower.foundation/group/powerpy. Like I said, this is still very early stages. Initially, we had thought of a four-core machine, which would be €5,000. So that's still significantly a lot. If we compare that to what the price target is, we are aiming, it will be significantly cheaper. Obviously, that is also not going to be a server. So the dev system is actually a scaled down server machine that you can buy today. But again, it's a different setup. So I will continue about the opening up of the foundation. So like I said, the foundation was primarily targeting specifications, then primarily hardware and hardware references. Now we will add also the software stack there. So we have new working groups looking at how can we build an entire ecosystem and not just produce hardware. So looking at the software, the hardware, but also bringing those together in things like FPGA or soft cores. So we are heavily promoting Microwatt, but we also have LibreSoc, which is a fully open source version, not pushed by the foundation. For instance, Microwatt is done by IBM. So it's an IBM project. It's also fully open source. But again, they're two different target audiences. So there are these two. We are working with other people within the community to get other soft cores available. So it would be easier and you actually have a choice. And then depending on which flavor you prefer, like a Linux distribution, you just use that soft core and you can start playing around with the instruction set with a device that is going to be programmable as software, and that eventually might end up into actual hardware or ASICs. So from the foundation, we have been opening up, but we have also been looking at things like using open source technologies, also making sure that actually the foundation now runs on power. So compared to a year ago, we have been evolving, and next week we will be launching our new website. So the openpower.foundation, which you can already view today, but the openpowerfoundation.org will also move to there. We use tools like Discourse, Hedgedoc, trying to think of the other ones. Let me check my notes. Hugo. We use the CNCF landscape system. We have Mattermost. We have Wacan for our Kanban. We use Woodpecker for CI/CD. We use Overleaf for our document management. We have custom-made forms, which are based on a Golang backend. We link to LiberaChat. We also have some tools like Slack and GitHub. And GitLab, but our own Git has migrated to Gitty. We use Nextcloud for the files. So as you can hear, a lot of open source products that we are now using, and all of those are running on power systems. So in that way, we want to make sure that the community understands that we can run a foundation and we can make sure that everything actually runs on power. It has taken us nearly a year to come to this stage, and we will be evolving further, adding more open source projects to that list, and going out to the software ecosystem to make sure that the projects are aware that things run on power. So that's one of the other things. Indirectly, we will most probably start an ambassador program at some stage, so that people like Peter, or like Luke, or like Roberto, who have in the past been very prominent about power, can actually get a little bit more exposure and approval from the foundation to spreading the word about open power, and making sure that some of the software is a first-class citizen. One of the other initiatives, for instance, is making sure that Jitsi, what we are using now, will also work on power. So we have people from Raptor, one of the members, working to get that done. Like I mentioned, we have Discourse also running on it, which is some of the work I've been doing. And then we have other tools like Otelia, which does our single sign-on. But even our Open LDAP, which is our user administration tool, is all done there. In our first stage next week, we will be announcing all of this to the world. And in a second stage, which will most probably be for March, we will be opening up some of that infrastructure to the world so that they can actually see it. That also means that if you actually want to make a change on the website, you could log into our Git system, create a pull request, and that would then trickle down if merged in onto the website. And so we want to empower some of the ecosystem to be able to interact with us, but also to be able to get access to some of the data. Another project that we are busy with is the Open Power Foundation Hub. So as you might have seen on Twitter last week, there is a lot of uncertainty about how do you get access to machines. So we have a group called the Hub, which will be able to provide access. Oregon State University, the University of Oregon, but also companies like IBM or Vantosh will be providing access to projects where they can get a permanent access and they can make sure that their project is running on power. The University of Brazil, or a university in Brazil, has done this for Wacom, which makes it available as a prepackaged software for power. And we would like other ones to also do that. So that's the idea about all of these changes. We want to show the ecosystem that you can run on power. We want to make sure that our members also know that there is power and not just the enterprise power that you hear a lot about by the commercial companies, but there's also a whole stack of open source things around it. The firmware is there. As you may see in the open firmware room, we also have Coreboot being ported to power. We have other projects looking at power, like Prometheus. And we have a whole HPC ecosystem that has typically already been very active on power. But again, we are looking at other projects. So if your project is interested in getting access, please reach out to us. You can do that on IRC. You can do that on Slack, you can do that on Mattermost, you can send us a mail, fill in the form on the website, or just ping me on Twitter or on any other media that you're on, and we are also on, and then we can get in touch and see how we can help you or how you can help us. I don't know if there are any other questions or anything else. So if you want to get involved, we have in this case, the Open Power Foundation. We have membership tiers that you can get access to, but there's also an individual membership. So that means that you as an individual can participate. We do have also now many work groups which are open to the public, so LibreBMC being one of them. So this is the concept that we want to build a reference design, and that will be an FPGA-based reference design where you can run a power soft core and then open BMC on top of it. It would be using the DCSEM specification to actually build hardware. And so a company like Antmicro has actually built a design for the ECP5 and for the RTA7 FPGA. And so you can plug that in into any DCSEM compatible motherboard, and you would be able to use your LibreBMC device, being fully open source from the soft hardware till the actual software. And if you wanted, you could actually manufacture that yourself. So you can go today to the GitHub repository take the design from a company like Antmicro, build it yourself or adjust it yourself, inspect it yourself. So that's a public work group, so anybody can join in. You don't need to be a member there. For the PowerPy, we will most probably have a semi-open one, given that there's some manufacturing behind it that will not be fully open unless we can find fabs that are using fully open source tooling. But we also have like the HPC SIG coming up, which is a cooperation between the HPC from Open Power Foundation, but also the HPC from the Open Compute Project. And so that will be a project where you can find a lot of HPC development, both from a software point of view, but also from a hardware point of view. So there is some projects that will build silicon and leverage some of the technologies like OpenCAPI, OpenPower. And as these technologies are fully open source, the actual design and reference designs will also be open to be able to viewed and understood by anybody. And then we have a lot of cooperation with the Linux Foundation. So if you're a member of the Linux Foundation, you can also participate in our cloud. So we have the CNCF project, which we are working together with, but also the Edge AI and Data project that we are working with. And then we have a whole bunch of discussion groups. So if you go to discuss.openpower.foundation, you'll find a whole bunch of discussion groups you can already get involved in today. And you can start discussions like, how do I get access? You can start discussions like, what can I do to port? Where can I get more information about stuff? We're trying to make it a little bit more easier for people to find some of the documentation. So over time, we hope that you can find it yourself. During this migration, some of the things may not be always directly available. So if you don't find something, just ping us somewhere and we will get back to you as soon as possible. If there are no more questions, then I will close a little bit earlier. Okay, so thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And like I said, you can always reach out to us. You can always use discuss.openpower.foundation or any other social media to get in touch, and we will see how we can help you or how you can help us. Thank you.